Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy, and I truly welcome you tonight. We've got a good show lined up for you. Very excited about the Word of Yahweh. You know, ladies and gentlemen, if you just stop and think about the conditions of the world and the way things are, and the signs that indicate that we are in the end time generation, and yet, if you get out in the world and watch the people run to and fro, you wonder if there's many people that consider the conditions or the times. Remember what the Father said? Make sure that this day, talking about the end time, do not come upon you unaware. Well, ladies and gentlemen, most people is taking the coming lightly. And we're going to deal tonight with the sweet conditions of heaven. That's going to be the title of our message tonight, the sweet conditions of heaven. You mean, Pastor Bay, there's conditions on heaven? Well, we believe that there's things written that you must do. Now, we're continuing, actually, in the thought of doctrine, and become doers of the word that we ministered to you last week on Truth Radio. We're live tonight. This is the 29th day of April. We're moving right along, and tomorrow we will end in the Gregorian calendar the 30th day of April, and then April will be history, and it will be no more. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there is something very, very, very strange about the word. It says that everything that we do, every idle word that we speak, we will have to give an account thereof. So the sweet conditions of heaven, I've said this all along, and I really believe it, heaven is going to be cheap at any price. If you make it, and I realize this, that if you make heaven your home, you will, as Job said, just get there by the skin of your teeth. The Bible says, except. Now, there's an exception here. Except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. And these were pretty devout, holy men. At least they thought they was. He said, you shall in no wise enter into heaven. Well, now, if that's true, ladies and gentlemen, then we must face the reality of the conditions that heaven has placed upon its entrance. Now, I know that the Bible teaches that there will be a judgment of the just and the unjust. Now, what's the judgment of the just for? Well, if you would like to hear the conclusion of the matter, in the book of Ecclesiastes, for instance, it is actually no contest here, ladies and gentlemen. If you will turn with us to the 12th chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes, and we will look at the sweet conditions of heaven. This is 12:13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Now, let me repeat that. Let us fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of God. For God, Yahweh, shall bring every work into judgment. With every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And so then the saying that you shall reap what you sow holds so true. There is no way around. If you sow righteous seed, you'll reap a righteous reward. If you sow evil seed, you will sow or you will reap a evil reward. If you sow no seed, you have no crop. Now, you'll be like the servant that went out and hid his talent and buried it because he feared God. And the Bible said when he came to exact or extract back from what had been invested in the gift to the man, he said, well, I went and hid my talent. And the Bible said, thy wicked servant. Ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be a time of judgment, and heaven's sweet conditions are this. The Bible talks about us fearing God and keeping his commandments, for God shall bring everything, every secret thing, also into judgment. Now, in John chapter 14 is a famous chapter. I love it. It's romantic, and it gives us hope and promise. Verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Ladies and gentlemen, where is he? Is he still in that body that he was crucified in? Did he take up that body to live forever? Is he alive somewhere right now at this very moment? Is he looking over the book or the books and the book of life? Is he searching for your name? Have you paid the price? Have you met the conditions of heaven? Do you want to go back with him from whence he came? Because he said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Wouldn't it be wonderful to be in company for eternity with a man that loves you good enough to die for you before you were ever born? Before you ever come in this world, before you ever done any good or any evil, he loves you. Now, the same token, Esau, the one that sold his birthright, the one that disregarded the conditions of the contract, the Bible said he hated him before he ever done any good or any evil. So the conclusion of the matter, if God is before you, who can be against you? If God is against you, who can be for you? Make your election and calling sure, as we read in the 14th chapter of John again, and the 14th verse. Very easy to remember this one, ladies and gentlemen. This is an awesome, down-to-earth scripture, and it is a plea for those that love him. If you love me, keep my commandments. Again, if you love me, keep my commandments. Again, the conditions of heaven, the sweet conditions. The Bible said that Yahweh's commandments are not grievous. So therefore, we're talking about the sweet conditions of heaven. Oh, how sweet it is. It's sweet in your mouth as honey. But it becomes bitter in your belly as you become a performer. In your performance, you must love Yahweh with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And as it is stated in Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 3, God spoke all these words unto Moses, said, I am Yahweh your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And hear, O Israel, Yahweh is one. Thou shalt love me with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, and all of your strength. All the sweet conditions of heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible repeats again, his commandments are not grievous. If you're in love with someone, it is no longer a sacrifice, because love hides all of the hardships and the persecutions that accompany, because the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God shall deliver them out of them all. if you are going to take into consideration that there is a condition on heaven. If you say that you love God and don't keep His commandments, you are a liar, and no liar will enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now let me repeat that. Verse 21 of John chapter 14. Read with me as we study on the sweet conditions. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. Are you keeping the commandments of God? Now the first commandment, Mark 12:29, in the Gospel of the New Testament, was the hardest and the most important, it's the greatest, of all the commandments that I just quoted. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, Yahweh, is one. Thou shalt love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That is Mark 12:29. If you read 28, the young man that came to him said, Good master, what must I do to enter into heaven? And he says, you know the commandment. And then he proceeded to tell him, and he gave him the instruction to love the Lord thy God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And ladies and gentlemen, the sweet conditions of heaven, if you're in love with your Savior, if you love him more than your necessary food, if you pursue him as a deer pursues the watering brook after being chased all night long with the hounds of hell, and the hounds of hell will pursue you, because when you would do good, or when you begin to commandment keep, or when you start on your journey home for the sweet reward, many are the afflictions, and Satan will dig many pits, and there will be many pitfalls for you on the journey. You will be tried as gold tried in the fire. There's nothing easy about serving the Almighty Creator. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, if there's nothing easy about it, I don't want to do it. Well, you see, there is an exact cost, and it's going to be cheap at any price, for if you consider, if you gain the whole world and lose your soul, what would you give in exchange? So what is an exchange? You're not going to fast talk. You're not going to wrap your way into heaven, ladies and gentlemen. You're not going to shuck and jive the Creator. You will stand before Him open and naked, and you shall be deserving of everything of the judgment that you receive. If He says, depart from me, I never knew you, you will be glad to depart from His presence. Because there will be such a condemnation in your conscience. Oh, it's just like a little child gets caught in the cookie jar, and you get reprimanded or caught in the act of stealing. Now, just think about the power and the divine guidance of the Ten Commandments. If everybody in the earth tonight believed in the Ten Commandments, think about how much better this earth would be. You wouldn't need any police. You wouldn't need any guns. There wouldn't be any violence. There wouldn't be any hatred, malice, envy, lusting. But ladies and gentlemen, this is not to be. Here we have a contrast. Light and darkness is opposing one another, and you must, I repeat, you must choose this day whom you will serve. If you love the world and mammon, you can love God and keep His commandments. For He said, he that loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And so then, you cannot straddle a fence or hold on to Satan with one hand and love God with the other. It just don't work. That is the sad part about the realities of being here upon the earth. It's the choices. We must make choices, and for the sweet reward of heaven, heaven will be cheap at any price when you hear Him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things, I will make you ruler over many. St. John 14, verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. John 14, 21, he that has my commandments and keeps them is he that loveth me. What about those that have the commandments and say they love him and don't love him? Then they're sayers and not doers. And a sayer will never make heaven his home. Now, let's look at the sweet conditions a little bit more, and then we're going into some of the things that you must keep in the, we believe, in the Ten Commandments. Now, the first one is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then the fourth commandment, as we jump down to the fourth, the first four commandments, we'll cover them. But I want to get down to the fourth commandment just in a few minutes, maybe after we come back from break, as I set this up for you and establish that the fourth commandment is a commandment that you can keep right now if you know the formula of a commandment keeping. Now, you say, well, buddy, what is the fourth commandment? Well, you see, if you don't know what the commandments are, how are you going to keep them? If you're reading a roadmap and you're not trained or skilled in reading a roadmap and you can't follow the compass of the roadmap, if it says due north and you go east, you're going in an opposite direction from the way you should go. Well, why is the instruction book written here and nobody wants to read it? And those that do want to romanticize it and say it's all fulfilled in the past rather than become a doer or keeping the hard sayings of the sweet conditions of heaven. Yes, there is conditions, ladies and gentlemen. You must be willing to lay down your life for these conditions. You must love Yahweh more than you love your wife, your house, your land, your husband, your children. Now, wouldn't that go against the grain of a mother? When she is actually gone into the truth realm, and she begins to be a commandment keeper, and it separates her from her very children. Well, you know what I read to you the last service we had here on truth. I didn't come, the Father said, to bring peace. I come to bring a division and to set a man against his mother-in-law, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and to bring a trouble right into the family. Yes, it's wonderful if your mate will obey the scriptures or begin to take heaven very serious. But let me tell you something. The Bible said, how do you know, O vain man, whether that you can save your wife or not? He that hath a wife, let him be as though he had none. You see, there's some things that we must put before flesh. Oh, my wife is so sweet. I love her so good. If she's contrary to the word, if she won't have the word, then you have a choice here. And I understand that the position it puts you in, it's a hard saying. But nevertheless, Paul said that nothing will separate me from the love of God. Neither height nor depth, neither peril nor danger, or my kinsmen, or anything else shall be able to separate me from my appointed destiny as I run or... Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy, and we're talking about the sweet conditions of heaven. And, you know, it's been a joy, my 42 years of walking and trying to follow after Christ, and trying to obey the doctrine and the commandment, doing my best, striving, failing most of the time, coming short most of the time. But you see, the mark of a good man is that if he falls seven times, he'll get up and dust himself off and repent and keep on keeping on the highway that leads to heaven that goes through hell. Now, let me repeat that statement. The highway to heaven leads through hell. You must go through hell to get to heaven. of him being cheap at any price, you must endeavor to keep his commandments. Now, notice in the scriptures here in 1 John, but first let me go to Titus 1:14. Avoid Jewish fables. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we fail for the biggest Jewish fable in the world. You see, Jews are antichrist. Most of them will not confess that our Savior came to this planet and saved Jacob Israel. That's the Jews. Now, there are Jews in the Bible referred to repeatedly as Pharisees, children of Satan, Sadducees, children of Satan, scribes, children of Satan, Revelations 2 and 9. I know blasphemy of them, but blasphemy. Blaspheming, ladies and gentlemen, of them that say they're Jews and are not. There is a order in the earth, a seed in the earth that claim to be Jews or descendants from the tribe of Judah and are not. And 3 and 9, it repeats in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Avoid Jewish fables and the commandments of men. We have been handed a fable on the silver platter of tradition. And here we find ourselves, the bell box in particular, keeping the commandments of men and bowing to the Antichrist. You say, well, now, Pastor Buddy, now, they ain't the one Antichrist, and he ain't come yet. How stupid can you be when the Bible says there's many Antichrists even now at the time of the writing of John? Where I'm at right now in the book of 1 John, there are many antichrists now, antichrists, meaning those that will not accept him as a Savior. You say, well, yes, now, Pastor Buddy, yeah, the seed of the Jews are blinded. I'm asking, begging, pleading for one scripture where you can read that. Just give me one. The Jews are not blinded, ladies and gentlemen. It is Israel that's blinded. Yeah, that's what it says in Romans 11:25-26. Read it for yourself. And we've been handed this platter of fable, Jewish fable, and we have swallowed it hook, line, and sinker, and they've got us eating out their hand with sympathy, and they get the sympathy of the world that they're God's chosen people, when in reality, they're not. Most of them are not even in blood kin to Jacob, who is the father of the family of the Hebrews. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a big difference between Hebrews, the children of Israel, and those that call themselves Jews. Now, rightfully so, there is a tribe on the earth of Judah. But ladies and gentlemen, nowhere did the tribe of Judah have any preeminence. There's not one command scripture anywhere in the text that gives them any preeminence over the tribes of Israel. Now, I'm going to repeat that for those who think that Pastor Buddy is beside himself and mad, or much learning, as Paul said, has made me mad. I've not studied out of the 23rd chapter of my imagination. I'm getting this out of the King James Bible, the one I study out of. You say, you study out of a King James Bible, Pastor Buddy? Yes, I do. Well, why do you do that? Because about 90% of my listening audience studies out of the King James. Oh, yes, there's errors in the King James, but there's errors in other translations. But I'm going to give you this little bit of information. There's enough truth in any of them to get you to heaven if you'll buckle up to the commands of heaven and take the sweet walk toward a victory as you pass through hell, kicking in the doors of hell just like the Messiah did. He had to kick in the doors, and he went right through hell to get to heaven. Yeah, you're Messiah. You're a bleeding Savior, of whom most of the world is anti, don't believe in him, will not confess him, certainly won't have his name. And I'll quote John 3:16, but they forget John 3:18. I guarantee you, two-thirds of the Christian world could quote John 3:16. I guarantee that less than 0.5% could quote John 3:18, just two scriptures on down. What does John 3:18 say, Pastor Buddy? I'm going to kill you. You know, if you've got any curiosity, if you're an Israelite, you know, you're the sheep. You're going to go examine the Word. You're going to turn over and say, well, I've got to see what that says, because that Pastor Buddy, he's tricking me. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't believe the 3:18, you can forget John 3:16. It may be your little pet scripture. But I guarantee you, if you ain't know the name of the one that you acknowledge in 3:16, if you don't get his name, you're going to get your best ticket to hell. And the sad part about it, ladies and gentlemen, it's a one-way ticket. There's no return. It's a dead-end street. 1 John chapter 2, verse 3. Here it is that we know him if we keep his commandments. Here it is we know him if we keep his commandments. Here it is we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith he knows him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar. How? Well, you say, now, Pastor Betty, that commandment was under the law. We're not back there no more. I don't have to keep the Sabbath. Come on, now, I'm going to get on the Sabbath. I'm going to teach you on the Sabbath day a little bit out of the commandments here as we go through this week, proving that the sweet rewards of heaven comes with a terrible price unless you're willing to love him with all your heart, soul, and strength. If you're not going to fall completely head over heels in love with your bleeding Savior, if you're not willing to lay down your life for him, you might as well park it right now and forget the trip. Why? He that seeketh to save his life will lose it, and he that will lose his life for my sake, the Savior said, will save it. For well, you, alas, spoke of you hypocrites, saying, with your mouth you draw near, but your heart is far from me. Ladies and gentlemen, how are we going to stand before him in that day when we don't even know what the first commandment is, let alone keep it? No wonder it said that my people in Hosea 4 and 6 are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. We know more about Bugs Bunny or the hit parade or Hollywood than we know about the Word of Yahweh, the Holy Word, the commandment, the Bible. Isn't it a shame that 99% of the people can't even, and these are Christians, can't even quote and tell you where the first commandment is written? Isn't it a shame? Oh, they've gone to church all their life. I heard the preacher preach on it, a pastor, buddy, but I'll swear it just escapes my memory. You say, oh, it does? Yeah. Yeah, I can't, and then I know it's in there. I've heard the preacher preach on it. I know it's in there. I swear it's in there. So you just look at him real good and close, and then you start listening. A few minutes, he'll start telling you every joke. He knows every dirty joke. Every hee-haw joke. Every redneck joke. Every joke that's ever been told him. He has a vivid memory of every joke, so he perceives in the next 2 hours, if you don't stop his toe and walk off, he'll proceed to tell you every foul joke in the joke book. You see, you've got a bunch of all they know all about golf, how to improve the game, what clubs to use, all they know what pool stick to get. They know what baseball statistics or who's leading the league. They know who scored the most points, college and pro, a lot of them high school. Or they can quote those statistics right out of their mouth just like trees are falling, but they don't even know the first commandment. And then they think, because some false prophet patted them on the back and give them a church card, that they're going to heaven. He that saith he knows him and will not keep his commandments is a liar. I want to repeat that. You see, that's why Pastor Benny's in so much trouble with 90% of his listening audience. Oh, Pastor Buddy, you think you're better than us. You talk down to us all the time. No, honey, I'm talking up to you. I'm under you trying to lift you up to see the reality of the commandments. If you will keep them, you will save yourself, and then they hear you. But if you won't, you're like a man beholding his face in a mirror, taking a good look, winking at yourself, parting your hair, and putting everything in place, and saying, I'm God's gift to humanity. And you walk away and forget what manner of man that you're supposed to be. Because beauty is only skin deep, ladies and gentlemen. I know you're tall and handsome. I know that all the men fall and they envy and they look at you when you walk by in your tight-fitting jeans. And all the country songs glamorize you and all of the rock and roll baby songs entice you. But if you haven't paid the price to wear the crown, heaven's cheap at any price. If you're not willing to pay the price, you can't ride the train. Praise Yahweh. Chapter 3, verse 22, because we keep his commandments and do those things which please him. 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. Verse 24, he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him. Well, what if he don't keep them? Well, isn't it opposite the obvious? He that don't keep them don't dwell in him. If you keep them, you dwell in him, and if you don't, you dwell outside him. Yeah, but Pastor Buddy, now, you see, his blood just opened up the door and made it available for all of us, glory to God, and all I got to do is confess him with my mouth. Well, then the same one that give you this word, he that draweth nigh with his mouth, but his heart is far from me, is he that will hear me say, depart from me, I never knew you. Oh, my. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's not going to be a fun day at Judgment Day when you are called upon or you have to give an account for what you've done with your life here upon this planet. If you run after the almighty dollar, then in hell you'll have all kinds of money to play with. He'll give you the desires of your heart. You'll be railing in that stinking, filthy liquor, and you'll have such a repulsive urge to get away from it, you'll be wrapped up in it. You like to play golf? You'll play golf where it runs out your nose. You like to shoot basketball and keep up with the NBA, then you'll have a lot of time to quote your statistics down there in some dark corner where there's no light, where the spirits are cursing and bitter, where you have to run and hide from the evil ones, because they're tormenting you day and night, where you don't have any peace whatsoever for eternity upon eternity upon eternity. He that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him. 1 John chapter 5, verse 2. When we love God and keep his commandments. Verse 3. The love of God. This is the love of God. This is the love of God. You say you love God? Well, this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments.
I can't remember the first one. I think the third one is not to covet your neighbor's wife.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me assure you that if you keep the four basic commandments in the spirit world, then the flesh man will eventually come around to divine order. The first four is geared for the spirit man, and the next six, which makes a total of 10, is geared for that man to be addressed up correctly when he checks out at checkout time. And the Bible said it's for sure. We brought nothing in the world, but we will take our record out with us. You think you're leaving here without anything? You'll leave with your record, and you'll give an account for it. That's as plain as I can make it, and this is Pastor Buddy. No wonder Pastor Buddy don't have many friends. But the friends I've got, I can count on. Praise Yahweh. Are all your friends perfect, Pastor Buddy? Nope. Are you perfect, Pastor Buddy? No. He's living on the inside and working on the outside. I am being hammered on daily, molded, shaped, as on the potter's wheel. I must be willing to change and to conform and to stand before him corrected. This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Oh, my. That's why I'm talking about the sweet commands of heaven.
the sweet conditions. His commandments are not grievous. You see, ladies and gentlemen, when you fall in love with Yahweh with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, everything else is secondary. I mean, it's just like, you remember when you were in love with your first girlfriend or your first boyfriend? It was called a pure case of puppy love. And you came home and you dreamed on your pillow every walking day. I mean, you seen those little heart signs every time you went to sleep. I mean, you were just counting the little hearts. Your little heart was pounding with passion for the love of your first love. Well, this love is your first love, the Father. Loving with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is likened to love your brother. He that says he loves God and hates his brother is a murderer. And no murderer has eternal life. It's a serious step, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to give an account for even every idle word that you speak. Therefore, let your words be few. You can dig your grave with your mouth. Power and death is in the tongue. Power of life and death is in the tongue. Beware, therefore, let your words be few, for the tongue is a world of iniquity full of deadly poison, and the only thing that can tame it is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. No wonder so many people are carnal. Oh, yeah, they say they love him, but they're so carnal. They're jacked up with pride, envy, debate, spite, hatred, variance, discord. All these things are of the evil one, and Satan is using them just like Satan desired to seal Peter like wheat. A lot of Christians are in the wheat garner being sifted, and they're falling through the cracks. And they've fallen like Humpty Dumpty, and they're broken, and they can't get up. Pastor Buddy, the shepherd's call. Let me give you another scripture here. This is love, verse 6. 1 John chapter 5, verses 3, and now in verse 6. This is the love, this is love that we walk after his commandments. Now, if a man says he loves God and won't keep them, it's obvious he's a liar. And we got a lot of those. And, oh, yeah, they go to church. Yeah, they pay tithes. Yes, they do all these convenient things. 2 John chapter 1, verse 6. This is love, that we walk after his commandments. That's 2 John, verse 6. This is love, that we walk after his commandments. Revelations 12, 17. Her seed, this is the seed of Israel, which keep the commandments of God. 14 and 12. Here are that they that keep the commandment of God. 22:14. Blessed are they that do his commandment. Ladies and gentlemen, heaven being cheap at any price, the sweet rewards of heaven. Are you willing to pay the price? Tomorrow night, I'm going to get into some of the commandments that is written in the Bible and see if you are a genuine commandment keeper. Have you paid the price to wear the crown? Are you doing those things which are pleasing in his sight? You say, oh, buddy, it don't matter what day that you worship on, just so you take a day off every once in a while and go worship God or go out and do something for him and go knock on the door and say, I love Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a little bit more than that. It takes a dedication. You'll know them by their fruits. I said you shall know them by their fruits. We're talking about heaven. Cheap at any price. This is Pastor Buddy, and you're listening to the Shepherd's Call. I've enjoyed being with you. Maybe I have got on. Have I got on your toes just a little bit? Well, you know, if I preach something that I don't practice, I'm a castaway. So I've got to keep the commandments too. It's as fair for you as it is for me, and it's me for you. We're all in this together, and ain't no way out except paying the price. And heaven's a cheap price. At any price. Praise Yahweh. Call me at area code 423. This is Pastor Buddy in the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you with us. Call me at area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. Now, if you'd like to write me, simply address your letters to Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 2284. That's Post Office Box 2284. New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824.
That's all you need to contact Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, praise Yahweh. And we have a large list of videotapes, teaching tapes. We have a large list of audio tapes that we can mail out to you. We have tracts of information. If you'd like a tract on the name of Yahweh, the one we teach and preach on, just simply write me a letter and request a free tract. I'll send it to you free and postpaid. It won't cost you anything. Praise Yahweh. If you would like to contribute to the Shepherd's Call and help us in our radio ministry, let me give you some numbers to call. You can, of course, call Pastor Buddy at area code 423-626-2172. Yahweh bless you. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.